So what are the three extra sources of genetic variation that sex provides? Independent assortment, crossing over, and random fertilization. What is the first of those to occur? Crossing over. Okay. I'll talk more about that in a minute. But in slide 11, what we're looking at is the notion of linkedness. Two genes can be linked. So it doesn't really make sense to talk about a gene being linked. It's two genes are either linked or not. Linked simply means that those two genes reside on the same chromosome. Their loci are on the same chromosome. And the reason that matters is because when we talk about independent assortment, it's not independent assortment of genes. Genes are not independently lining up. Chromosomes are. And so wherever that overall chromosome goes, all the genes that it's carrying go that direction. Okay? So that's what's happening here. You have two different genes, A and B. If they are unlinked, which means they're on different chromosomes, then they can end up going to different cells in meiosis when the split occurs. Right? Because one chromosome, what one chromosome is doing is independent of what another chromosome is doing. On the other hand, if they're linked genes, then those two genes, those two alleles of the gene that are on the same chromosome are going to be sent as a package together. Does that make sense? Now, there is a way for linked genes still to end up in different cells. And what is that? How does that happen? In other words, the small e and the small d here, which are both on this red chromosome, they actually could end up going to different cells. How would they be separated from each other? Crossing over, exactly. Crossing over could occur between the E locus and the D locus, and therefore they would end up in different chromosomes and could go to different cells then. All right, so crossing over is illustrated in slide 12, and this is the first of those three mechanisms to operate. Crossing over occurs in prophase 1, in other words, prophase of meiosis 1. Crossing over occurs after synapsis, which is when the two homologs find each other and join to make a tetrad or a bivalent or a homologous pair. During crossing over, it is physically a crossing over event, meaning that one chromatid of one replicated chromosome crosses over with a chromatid of the homolog, so it's not its sister chromatid. A blue and a red, in other words, in the cartoon version, crossover. One from the mother, one from the father. All right, they're homologs of each other, but they're not identical necessarily because, well, they're not going to be identical definitely, but for any given gene, they're not even identical because there are multiple alleles. And so at that crossover point, which is called a chiasma, there's a trading of the downstream material. The red gets traded for the blue, and that's going to produce a brand new chromosome that's never existed in nature because it's already, that chromosome is already different from both of the parents' chromosomes because it's a mixture of both parents' chromosomes in one. All right? And crossing over can happen an enormously huge number of ways because keep in mind that the length of the DNA sequence in one chromosome, which is one long double-stranded DNA, is millions of nucleotides. So there are millions of positions along its length, basically, at which crossing over could occur. And therefore, you're talking about a very high exponent when you figure out the number of ways that this can happen. It's effectively infinite. I mean, it's not truly infinite, of course, but it's a ridiculously huge number. And that's why just crossing over by itself produces an enormous amplification of genetic variation. So you take that huge number of possibilities, and then you multiply it by roughly 8 million that I was talking about before because of independent assortment. Well, the 8 million is practically zero compared to the number of crossing over events, but it makes it even more ridiculously big. And that is, consider that huge, huge number to be the number of cards in one deck for the father. You have an equally huge number of cards in the deck for the mother. And fertilization, random fertilization, refers to the fact that some random gamete from one parent is going to unite with some random gamete from the other parent. Because of the number of different ways that the crossing over and independent assortment works, no two gametes from the same individual are identical. So human males producing hundreds of millions of sperm every day for decades still don't come close to having a chance at making the same sperm twice in a lifetime. Because of the number, that's what I'm saying, is this huge deck of cards. So random fertilization is randomly choosing a sperm, randomly choosing an egg, and getting them together. Well, that's like drawing one card out of this huge deck, drawing one card out of the other huge deck. And so the number of ways, that the number of possibilities is that enormous number times that enormous number. So it squares it and makes it even more ridiculously big. So sex is really good at shuffling the deck for that reason. Let's go to 13 now and talk about recombination, which is, recombination, by the way, is just the name for causing new sequences of DNA. So sex causes recombination as well. But recombination can occur in asexual organisms as well. In bacteria, there are three major ways in which recombination can occur. Three major ways in which bacteria can acquire new genetic material or change their genome. What are those three mechanisms? Trans what? Transformation is one. Transduction and conjugation. Correct. Now, conjugation is the closest bacteria come to sex. It's not truly sexual because conjugation does not involve the entire genome like sex does. But it's sexual in nature, conjugation is. That's not what we're looking at here, by the way. What we're looking at here is the infection of a bacterial cell by a bacteriophage, which is a virus that invades bacteria. And this can actually cause recombination in itself. By the way, recombination via viral infection, in other words, using a virus, is the bacterial transduction that we just named. Transduction is the one of those three that involves a virus. And so a virus injects its nucleic acid, which is usually DNA, but it can be RNA as well, into the cell. And what can happen, basically, is that there can be recombination between the viral DNA and the bacterial DNA. Crossing over can occur, just like it does in eukaryotic meiosis that we just talked about. And that can actually end up creating a new sequence of nucleotides, because there's an exchange of material between viral and bacterial DNA pieces. That's what's being illustrated here. Now, things have to go just right for the cell to survive this and for it to happen at all, but given enough chances, which there are a lot of chances happening, it does happen now and then. So we see transformation at the top of 14, and transformation refers to the uptake of naked DNA by a bacterial cell. Naked DNA simply means DNA that has been spilled out of some cell that has died. So it's DNA that's in the environment, just as a molecule. And that DNA does not have to be bacterial. That DNA can come from any sort of organism. But under the right circumstances, it's unusual, but under the right circumstances, the DNA can actually be taken up by the bacterial cell. And if things go just right, we can see this happening, by the way, here with the small a on a piece of DNA from the environment comes into the cell. And if things go just right, that fragment of external DNA, foreign DNA, can actually become incorporated into the bacterial genome, into its chromosome, once again by a crossing over event. And so all of a sudden this bacterium now has different DNA than it had originally, and therefore it now has a different trait compared to what it had before. It's able to produce a different kind of protein from what it was able to produce before because it's incorporated new DNA. Transduction on the bottom is similar, except that the source of that DNA is not just naked DNA from the environment. It's a viral DNA that is actually injected into the cell via infection. But it otherwise works the same way. Once that's in there, under the right circumstances, every now and then it can become incorporated into the bacterial genome. And 15 illustrates conjugation. In conjugation, which means coming together, there is what is called a sex pilus by some books. Pilus, P-I-L-U-S, means hair, because it looks like a hair. Other books call it a conjugation tube, which is really more descriptive because it indicates that it's a tunnel-like structure. In bacteria that do this, there are two versions, a donor version, or a plus cell, it's often called, and a recipient version, or a minus cell. It's the donor that is able to produce the conjugation tube. It grows out from that plus cell and hooks on to the minus bacterium. And that tunnel that's now created between the two is a bridge for the flow of a sequence of DNA from the donor to the recipient in the form of a plasmid, which is a small circular piece of DNA, very similar to the actual chromosome, only just much smaller, doesn't have nearly as many genes. And so plasmids, unlike just little scraps of linear DNA, have origins of replication, just like the chromosome does. So they don't have to actually be incorporated into the genome to persist. Since a plasmid has an origin of replication, a plasmid can replicate itself. So this donor cell will replicate its plasmid, keep one version for itself, and send the other version through the conjugation tube into the recipient cell, making that recipient cell now into a donor cell, which can donate its plasmid to some other recipient cell. And so that's as close as they come to sex, because they actually mate, in a sense. They come together, join temporarily, and exchange genetic information. But they don't usually exchange their entire genome, which is why it's really fundamentally distinct from sex. It does the same effect, though. It mixes things up genetically. All right, that's that chapter.